CliffCentral.com.
Now, sadly, I have to cut it short, man. But if you want the full version, it will be available later on. I'm going to upload it as the Five Dog tribute that I decided to put together last minute. You know, Five Dog, whom we found out died just a couple of days ago. And I know the entire hip hop community has been devastated. Man, I was actually going through my folders, and I came across all the material that I have on Tribe Called Quest, and I realized that, you know, guys think they make music today, dog. Like, yo, dude. Like, these guys have music for days. Songs that can go on forever. That's why, sadly, in the interest of time, I could not fit in as many songs as I possibly can. But what I will do is I'll upload the full mix a bit later on. Welcome to the show. This is O'Neill on Cliff Central. Today's show is, listen, it's going to be an amazing show. First and foremost, Titch is back.
Yeah, good to be back, man.
Yeah, ladies have been crying, you know, they're weak at the knees, wondering where you were, and here you are, Titch.
I'm here.
All right, so Titch is here. He's joining us the entire show. Also, in the studio, Fem C, extraordinaire, Rouge is in the building and looking so hot. She has... You also have a brand new killer single that's on high rotation everywhere.
Yes, by God's grace.
That song is coming up shortly. We also have Linkster.
Yo, what's good?
TGB Linkster.
Yeah.
What's the TGB?
TGB stands for the Golden Boy.
Wow. The Golden Boy.
Yes, okay.
Welcome. Obviously, your first time here on Cliff Central.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. For now, we're going to come back with a brand new one from Rouge, and then we'll get into some talking. Stand by.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
O'Neill, O'C, O'Neill on Peace Central. O'C, O'Neill on Cliff Central. Listening to
O'Neill
on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
Please slow down because the rest ain't coping money. Leave your hopeless money. Joking. my word. I'll be the best that you have ever heard. I'm gonna show you that ghostwriter shit that you talking on Twitter is just so absurd. Tired of y'all talking shit. Sick of you saying that I ain't legit. I'll be like Kanye and get my money right and make sure that y'all haters feeling this shit. And fuck your predictions. Wonder you see this is scripted. Me and my girl, Rouge got the game on our backs. And yeah, we call your hate crucifixion. All my cash flow streaming down like my water. Tryna get bunga, 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 bunga. All my cash flow streaming down because I'm just tryna get paid. Bunga, 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 bunga. All my cash flow streaming down like my. I'm just tryna get paid. Bunga, 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 bunga. All my cash flow streaming down like my water. Here are the paper, paper, don't fuck with my paper. And mouse money chaser. It's the year of the paper, paper. Don't fuck with my paper. I be a back money maker. Cat and mouse money chaser. Heavy bars don't take lightly. You come correct like a tick Nike. See the labels trying to sign me, but they're telling me the rules that I got behind me. I'm not fazed if you wanna fight me for a loaf or a crumb, let a nigga try me. Testify, je suis pas un gamin. J'ai pas mon ami, comme mettons des familles. This is the spot that I came for. Coming to rip, but respect is the main goal. Stay for the top, please stay in your lane, though. Down for the wild face placed on the billboard. Rap suited up like Tom Ford. You were never ready like a Tom Ford. Pay me in euros like bonjour. Niggas want me back like an encore. I get it, I get it. I know you've been waiting. My absence deceiving. These girls think they made it. They think they're the greatest. They think they're the baddest. You think this is dope? This is practice. No publishing, no management, but still rocking. Why? Cause I'm getting bucker than that brand in your pocket. Trying to get bunga.
What a fire track, man. This is Rouge. Mbongo Zaga. What does Mbongo mean?
Well, obviously, as you know, I'm Congolese. And Mbongo means money in Lingala, which is the indigenous language of Congo, which is more spoken there. So just trying to put Congo on the map, man.
All right, so are we going to be seeing more of this from you? Like, are you going to be including
much.
Your language?
Very, very, very much. It's something that I've been doing for a while. I was even like, AKA, I know this is your baddest remix, but I'm going to speak French on it, and it's something you're going to have to accept or not, because that's who I am, and I need to embrace that side of myself.
And what inspired this new sound, this new track?
You know, a lot had happened. Like, I left everybody, I'm talking from labels to PR and everything, and I was like, you know, I just need a song to purge on. So the song is more, it's more than just talking about money. It's about being a boss. It's about becoming somebody so important in the industry that decisions cannot be made without you.
Okay.
And that's literally where I was coming from when I made the song, and just telling people my truth and everything that had happened to this point. And 2016 is my year.
You obviously feature Skanda Queen. Can we still call her that?
Yeah, well, I don't know. This is kind of ox, man. I don't know.
And the decision to choose her over every other...
That was on purpose. The fact is, firstly, I knew I wanted to feature a female rapper. It was about time that we started working together. Like, that fear needed to go away. And the reason why I wanted to work with her is because I'm already so lyrical. It's something that's really important to me. And in terms of her, she even knows that she has more of this fun vibe that you just want to jam with. And I was like, you know, that's something totally different that will be added to the song. And obviously, me and her, we got along so well on Baddest Remix. It was just like, this needs to happen. And I also think she just needed her opportunity as well to purge, which she really did on the song, speaking her truth. So,
true. She sounds like she has so much to say.
Yes, she has a lot to say.
All right, we also have TGB Linkster, who's hanging out with us in the studio.
Yeah, man.
All the way from Boards. What's good, bro?
Chilling, bro. Easy. What's up?
Now, it's obviously your first time here on Cliff Central. Let's catch up. What have you been up to music-wise?
Man, I've just been, like, in the studio, back home, trying to cook up some stuff.
Yeah.
Working on music, you know what I mean? It's, I guess maybe I haven't dropped a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Recently, so I've been like really just on my own, just trying to work, find myself, also get into a rhythm, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of songs out, I mean, like Bongo Zaga out here, you know, there's a lot of vibes out there, so it's nice for you to find your lane and be like, all right, this is what I'm going with, this is what I'm trying to do right now. So I've been doing a lot of that.
All right, now, are we working on an album, or is it just singles for now?
We are definitely working towards an album, but for now, really, it's going to be singles, you know what I mean? The name has to get out there first and foremost, you know what I mean?
What's the strategy? Is there a strategy in place that
Yeah, I'd like to believe so. Yeah, It might seem lame, but it's single, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm saying the name has to get out there first, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you gotta, it's like introductions. Yeah. People need to know who it is, say what's up first, you know what I mean? Move from being the guy on radio to being at every table, dinner table, yeah. You know what I mean? Point of discussion. So like, oh, have you heard that? Have you heard that? Okay, he's actually garnering up a head of steam. Yeah. And then eventually we drop like a, probably an album, yeah.
Okay, now in terms of your headspace, are we going to be seeing a more fun side to you? Are we going to be seeing something that's a bit more lyrically concentrated? What is it going to sound like?
I'm a lyricist, you know what I mean? I love putting raps together, you know what
okay.
I mean? Wordplay, it's just dope, you know what I mean? So fun, I think we can be lyrical and fun at the same time. You can be. And in fact, you're probably better off if you can do that. Because then people will revere you like for being able to like spit some dope stuff as well as like be all like right. fun to jam with.
All right, Titch is here. He's on keys. You need to see Ru. She's rolling her eyes. Oh, she's no. been here way too many times.
Wait, because I love
her. Oh,
all right, so Titch is gonna play some keys. You guys decide if you like them. If you don't, just feel free to just tell him. Okay. If you want him to switch up the tempo as well. Let's just make some music, right?
All right, let's do it.
All right, so here it goes, ladies and gentlemen. Our first performance of the day between Titch, TGB Linkstar and Rouge. Remember, this is unrehearsed. Unradio. Yep, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear the tempo.
Let's hear the tempo.
That's what counts.
Yeah, that's what counts. Let's think.
Yeah,
go for it.
If we mess up, we mess up, y'all.
Go for it, let's hear this.
Y'all know I had to bring the feminine to the fellas, breaking down the hip hop barrier, reality tetris. See, I'm a killer. You know I had to murder the beat. Sign up to be a hip hop soldier. Why some suckers you treat? I'm on some other tip. I got them joking serious. My flow would be so heavy, think my verses on this period. Wait, welcome everybody. Please feel free to make a note. Had to keep kicking my feet just so that I can stay afloat. But we good. Stubborn as ever, but relevant. Look, ain't even my show for summer. I'm the main event. What?
What? Straight to, okay, it's like, simple and plain. Golden boy Linkstar, I'm ahead of the game. Put your EA cap on, get your head in the game. Man, I stays on point like a gun in aim. Rah, rah, no dungeon dragon, spit fire in bags. So heat, I'm packing. I'm like, rocking ill amounts of swag, killing both guys and girls, dead frag. I'm like a pot lid on top of things. Yo, I'm death in a cottage, a house of pain. I'm like the hash sign, a trending topic. Anyone who's anyone knows about me.
Nice.
All right, so we've got two tracks here from TGB Linkstar. There's a clap, which features Salsa Class.
You can play Hitter, I think.
So we should play this one, right?
You can play Hitter. Is Hitter up there?
Okay, it's here. All right, cool. So we're coming back
with O'Neal Africa on Clip Central. Double OC. It's O'Neal Africa.
Where you been, bro? I'm feeling nice right now. See y'all hits. See where I'm moving to now. Who better than me to just walk in the scene? Have a drink, take a key and spark it up. Hey, DGB, hold on, back up, while I see it. Can you drop a little something for us? Pack a little something with more punch. Leave my light thing and I'm buried in the dust. Mommy came, having begging just a touch. Game point, last second, what's the clutch? So hit me with the beat, cause I ain't fucking with Waganja. That right there was a double entendre. Trying to find another way to get high. Trying to be the L people live by. If I've ever let you down, won't you get up for bounds? You can come around the house, we can get right. I ain't even finished with the first love. For the first time in a while, everybody feeling real nice. Drinks like, come pull up now with your life. Put your cups up. Rock, rock, rock with me now. Go to boy, know that it's up. Once that she know, feeling it's up. I say, yo, put your cups up. Rock, rock, rock with me now. Go to boy, know that it's up. Once that she know, feeling it's up. Man, I got that award-winning type of flow. Get the alligator. that shit like they're lyrical. Pedigree embedded in the pen game. See ya go. Cover energy. I'm taka yo ekare blame it. Yo, suck, fall back. Suck, suck, fall back. I'm just getting back to making hits on all these dope tracks. I'm just gearing up to run these laps around you, small cats. So,
fall back, so, homie, fall back.
We done seen a transition from fitted caps to bucket hats. When these niggas left in the flat, though, it's all a crap. It's really tough by these flop niggas, but tell a rap. But I brought it back like a thick bitch, step up her ass. But he know they give one gun, a gun, gun. When I rock the shit, I'm saying, kill it, be the bum, bum. So, see, I'm a hero who is really unsung. Unseen, could it be forget by me, yeah, man, money. I'm just playing, kick back. And drink something like, put your cups up, rock, rock, rock with me now. Hold a boy, throw the hits up. What's this, you know, feeling lit up. I say, yo, put your cups up, rock, rock, rock with me now. And hold a boy, throw the hits up. What's this, you know, feeling lit up. Now I'ma keep this shit simple. I'm popping like a pimple. Dude, see me and cave in like a dimple. Hey, Julissa, Julissa. Live a whole of a cohab and throw two grits up. Body leave to one of the silly suck with suck. Entrench ya, ya ha wo egg, heat wench ya. Heat yench ya, just blowing up the streets till we snap. La fiera of rap, my fury's like a Hitler way back. Since the part I go, I'm feeling like a buzz been like. And y'all was feeling for something like, yo, where's that cat? The peep like this, we've been the road, no deep dish. Do like this, hands up, keep like this. Till I say miss, that's right, stick up, bitch. Take it back to what's mine, and I want that this. Let it run to what ain't yours. Game set links, repeat and shit. Hands up, keep like this. Only this time, make sure that you raising drinks. Put your cups up.
It's Linkstar, ladies and gentlemen. Hands the song was called what? Hitter?
It's called Hitter, yeah.
Very nice. Who's on production?
Nice one. Production is my man's TR Hits back home in the B-Dub.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Video, what's happening with
it? Yeah, we actually just shot it week before last, so it should be dropping soon.
Okay, soon, what's the concept for the video?
Ah, dude, you can tell it's just like fun vibes there. So okay.
Is there water by any chance?
Nah. Gosh. I didn't go cliche though. No.
Thank God. What's happening with the video from Bongo Zaga?
Man, oh my gosh, I don't even know if I must divulge this now, but okay. Funny enough, like MTV Bass is jumping on it because they love it, and they pretty much want to shoot it for me. I was like, I don't have a problem. What? Like,
wait. MTV Bass, it's yeah. They want to shoot the video for you?
Yeah, because there's plans for the song with them.
Okay.
So, so it's pretty much, I'm going to be collaborating with them on the song because they really loved it and they want to show love for it more. Okay. So, it's definitely coming out next month, so people need to watch out for it.
All right, cool. So we're getting into our final performance. Between TGV Linkstar and Rouge.
My goodness.
Gosh. My goodness. So, yeah. So this is the performance. This is their final performance, by the way. So, yeah.
Yeah. Let's have fun with it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bring the horses and the carriages. Even deaf folk are like, what? You ain't heard of Lynx? He's that kid with the dope set at the scene of every crying nigga like Kleenexes. Woo! And my team getting stoned. Fuck a box, we going straight to Pandora's home. So much swag on me, I think I need a clone. If you really want it, homie, yep, you can bring it on. What? Dirty, filthy, and grimy. Not my type of thing, but I dare you to come try me. I gotta make it big, nigga, by any means. Blow up, chuck a deuce up, by any means. This is all I've ever wanted. As bad as doo-doo and trying not to get blunted. So when y'all sipping up, getting drunk, being retarded, I'm at Cliff Central, going hard, man.
What?
Going hard, man.
Yo. Check it. You're never ready for what I'm bringing. I'm about to bring an end to a season that was so appealing. Well, rappers say the music's the ish, but it's actual secretion. I'ma make a heathen believer raise his hand like I'm preaching. Adam and even the balance, the girls gonna waiting. My raps ain't got no gender, I'm killing both like I'm Caitlyn. I'm amazing, I don't need no validation from Chris. Don't need to make an MC list to let me know I can script. Don't need a rapper to swallow to let me know I can spit. Me and the music assignments, you see we join at the hip. Yo, trying to keep my balance, everyone fell off the wagon. I'm spinning fire in your dungeon, lights are fried and dragon. Rising to a cage is always ready for a challenge. Like no worries, chicken, gotta check your boy, already had him. Feature told my presence, this ain't where you meant to be. So instead of reaching for dreams, dream came down and reached for me. I'm looking for my pip, I want my seed to succeed. I'm always greater than the math inequality.
These.
Alright, before you get out of here, TGB Linkstar, what are your plans? What are you up to this these holidays? Are you doing anything?
No, I'm around. Actually, I made the trip down from Bots to come and network, meet some people, so
okay.
Be on here. So I'm just going to be chilling. Hopefully I can jump in the studio, do some work.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm just going to be, trying to work.
Well, Rouge is here.
Yeah. Right?
She studio? Just made, yeah, of course. Like, yeah, nice to meet you. Like,
hi, what's up?
Said networking.
See, this is how it works. This is how it works. Yeah. And what are you up to this weekend?
Oh, man. Performing, interviews, meetings, deals, guys. Like I said in the song, I'm trying to be a mogul, man. Like, there's a whole bunch of things in the pipeline. I'm talking, working with Congo collaboratively as well.
Yep.
So I'm pretty excited for that. So be expecting a lot from that side as well.
Nice.
Guys, thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you,
my dude.
And please promise us that once that video is out, you come back here and share it with us.
I got you, brother. Of course.
All right. And TGB links that will link up a bit later on as well.
True story.
All right, cool. So we're coming back. We've got Zabs coming through. We've got Proverb coming through. It's about to get lit, y'all.
Come on, boys. Let's do this. On 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
You listen to
appreciate sight, the only on your deathbed that you appreciate life. Yeah. Only the deaf appreciate what noise sounds like, and the incarcerated appreciate the outside. Yeah. It's only when you're giving that you're truly receiving. It's only when something's missing that you're truly needing. It's only when you listen that you're truly speaking. It's a prison to find the long walk to freedom. It takes a real winner to admit they're defeated, and it takes the inner strength to admit your weakness. You gotta be a student to be a great teacher, and sometimes you gotta follow to be a good leader. Often it takes the hard times to truly thrive, and sometimes you gotta fall for you to truly fly. Sometimes it takes darkness to truly shine, and often it's rock bottom for you to truly rise. Isn't it ironic?
Funny how we could lay still here.
Isn't it ironic?
Freeze this moment as we're spinning.
Isn't it ironic?
No longer looking for indifference.
But isn't it ironic?
Things change when you change how you see.
You ever notice how the younger wanna be older, but then the older I do anything to be young again? I hire your worst enemies and some of your friends. Instead of telling them to walk, we continue to run with them. Sometimes you feel alone in the best company, and sometimes when you're alone, you're in the best company. You gotta lose yourself to get where you wanna be. What's considered valuable could mean nothing to me. The most knowledgeable wanna know more, while the most ignorant are happy to remain so. And love is why many people go to war, and peace is what they always fighting for. But isn't it ironic? These companies are nothing short of crooks. They will rob you blind while they force you to look. But me, I'm still an author that's off the books. Here comes the chorus that's off the hook. But isn't it ironic?
Funny how we could lay still.
Isn't it ironic? Ironic. A-list MC, so let me be. And I'm a slave to these beats, cause they set me free.
The shine is so blinding, as you can see, the rhymes are so fast forward, they gotta rewind it, please. Cats got amnesia, let me remind them C's. They fronting like they on, but they behind the scenes. Claiming they got it on lock, but I find the keys. The dues are fully paid up, you see when I recite the free. I'm like a pro running a beginner course, or better yet, the game of rugby on the tennis court. And wherever they finish, where the winning starts. And I'm very outspoken about my inner thoughts. Got my head stuck in the chest, I think with the heart, and I write until it's nothing less.
Isn't it ironic?
What makes it worse is that he's one of the best. I mean, I've passed verses on some next, but isn't it ironic?
Funny how we could still,
how we could still.
Isn't it ironic?
Freeze this moment as we're spinning.
Isn't it ironic?
No longer looking for and
dealing
around.
What is it?
SA Idol's producer.
Yes, sir.
Host.
Yes, sir.
Radio host.
Yes, sir.
Miss SA 2016 host.
Yes, sir.
Artist.
Yes, sir.
Father.
Yes, sir.
What don't you do, Ryan Seacrest?
Production company owner, speaker, writer, author. You know.
Yo, Proverb, ladies and gentlemen, is in the building. What's good, brother?
Me, I'm fantastic, O'Neal, and you?
You listen, man, we have to talk about how you do it. What's the formula?
You know what it is? It's just the pursuit of the level beyond the next. It's just that constant hunger, that constant trying to push yourself, trying to diversify, never remaining complacent at any point ever, because that's the beginning of the downfall.
So, a typical proverb day, when you get up in the morning, what happens?
First of all, typical is doesn't belong in a sentence, number one.
Okay.
But every single day, you have to create some business in some way, shape, or form. So if you're not creating new business, you're executing on current business. That's kind of my daily modus operandi. So from the time I get up, I have to first of all start with the admin. That's everything from, you know, your emails, your paperwork, your invoices, your follow-ups, your apologies, your RSVPs, etc. To getting into the office, to trying to create new business, man. You know, we have to constantly generate new business, you know. Repeat business is the best business, but in order for it to become repeat, you first have to create new business.
Yep. Now, what do you identify more as? Is it as a rep, as an artist, or as a businessman?
Now I'm probably a businessman, and music is just another sort of my businesses.
How do you ensure that, because streets are very important to hip-hop,
right?
How do you ensure that you remain grounded in that respect?
You know what, I think that street culture is probably what conditioned us to think as hustlers as we do.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you don't have to execute your hustle in the same way anymore, because just by virtue of being a hustler, you know, diversifying your portfolio is a key fundamental of being a hip-hop head. You know what I mean? So it's probably because I'm a hip-hop head that I'm able to approach everything else the way I do.
Proverb, ladies and gentlemen, he's not alone in the studio. I welcome MC Extraordinaire. Well, he says, according to his bio, he says you traded being a rapper for being an artist.
Yes.
Wow. Explain that.
Wow. All right, it's very simple. I don't think what I've done all my life is be a rapper.
Okay.
I think it's be an artist, because that's a life thing. You wake up in the morning, you are you, you're an artist. You go to sleep at night, you're still you, right? You're an artist. So it doesn't matter whether it's a voiceover thing I'm doing, whether it's on a computer-based program or whatever it is I'm doing, I am still me, right? So the artist within me is all-encompassing, and that's kind of, you know, that's why, I mean, early on I was talking to Verb about how it's difficult for us to even think of today as a holiday of any kind, and to think of weekends as even existing, you know what I mean, or even business hours, because what we do is so all-encompassing.
Yeah.
It is who we are. So I didn't want to limit myself to living the life of a rapper. I wanted to embrace living the fuller life of an artist.
Okay. Know? All right. Gentlemen, one of the things that we pride ourselves in doing here on the show is making live music. Proverb has been here.
No.
Zaz has been here.
You all been here before.
It's that time.
As a matter of fact, Titch, hold on. Let me just, I know these gentlemen know what's going on here. I know they know what's up here.
Come on.
So let's just take it back to the core, shall
we? Let's take it back.
Okay.
Take it back.
You want to drop it? You want to drop a young verse,
man,
or must I kick it off?
What you talking about, last
okay,
letter
man? Look, devastatingly dope with these vocal cords when I rope you in. From the opening all the way to the closing thing. I periscope you from under flows and I focus in. Let you envision images as you listen in. Rappers Anonymous, that's what they calling it. Sooner or later, guess what's bound to happen to all of us?
This
last letter with proverb on Cliff Central.
Come on.
Something for your mind, body, and your mental.
And
never
your mental.
Accidental. Pro kick.
Hey, pro kick. Shall I spit these metaphors and shall I do it real quick? Or shall I sober down? You know now it's proverb, not the pronoun. Don't get it twisted. I'm re-enlisted. Giving these rhymes out like it was Christmas. On a real tip, you get one. Coming right through, cause yo, excuse the big pun. Handling business. That's why these cats don't want to run when I start spitting these various scriptures. P.R.O., don't you forget this. You better reminisce and get it in your mind when I spark a rhyme, cause yo, it's about that time. It's a reunion. Last letter and the proverb. You better recognize we dope it in the hole. World, you better list them one MC one at a time, and I will take them all. Yeah, in a parallel line, cause I go on and on. Your word is born, I stay strong. Your last letter, you wanna carry on, or shall I? Cause I can if you want to. When I come through, PRO easier than one, two. You better come through.
Well, I'ma come through, but I'ma tell you like this. I'll flip a couple verses, and now I'ma let you flip.
Oh.
But first, I'll leave you with a little line at the end, just so they can recognize what it's like to grab a pen.
Hey!
In your mind, take it over.
Come on,
proverb.
Take it over is the proverb. Kicking these rhymes, whether I'm going faster or going slower. Uh-huh. Either way, it doesn't matter. This'll be the day that I spark a freestyle, cause you'll do it the easy way.
I do it the easy way, just whatever easy says. Me, I'm here, and I'm there, and I'm everywhere. We just play with words and with lyrics and with beats. We'll leave you all lying on the streets.
Yo, but last, let me speak. Cause yo, I also have to reach the streets. They have to know that I am at my peak. Woo. And I keep going on, P.R.O. until I eat these type metaphors, cause yo, I consume the beat.
Yeah, you consume the beat like I consume the lyrics.
Hey!
I consume your heart, your mind, body, and spirit.
Spirit.
I live it. A matter of fact, I leave you lifted.
Hey!
Why? Cause Zubs and Proverb, we stay the gift.
I will take it whether you give it or you don't. Cause yo, sparking freestyles, this year is my living. I am livid by the level that I hear up in the streets. But don't you worry, we'll make it disappear.
Yeah, we'll make it disappear like magicians. As long as you are in the every year and you listen. You grab a microphone like morticians, meaning that we bury it dead. Yep, I said it.
I said it, bury it dead, cause it's pathetic. A PRO, cause y'all gonna go get it. No, let it, never ever let it fall. Cause if I do, then I'll pick it up, the metaphor, lift it to a higher level. Kick an instrumental. PRO, cause yo, freestyling is sentimental.
Sentimental and never accidental. We come into the area and leave it in the central, meaning in the middle. I never bust a riddle. I make you wanna laugh and I make you wanna giggle.
Please let me fiddle with this microphone like it's a riddle. The PRO, cause yo, I will make you dribble.
Woo!
And not like a soccer player neither. Nah, I'm talking about like a baby. Yo, please believe the thoughts that I'm dropping right now. You're like, wow, are those really freestyles? I'd be like, yeah, pal, better get it corrected. PRO, don't ever test it, cause yo, I will leave you all sick and infested.
Sick and infested like an infection wound.
Ho!
Me, I come through and I make you wanna improve your whole entire style and make you wanna get large. If we keep it going, we're gonna have to charge.
We're gonna have to charge, charging by the bill. We're gonna have to keep it real, cause it's a skill. Don't you tell me to cut it off last, cause I got more. And when it comes to metaphors, you know I keep it raw.
You do keep it raw, but when the beat airs, my friend, you really need to stop
it. Yes! The beat ended! My goodness.
Wow. Wow.
Alright, Tish, you wanna flip it?
I can't say, play after that.
Me and Verb, me and Verb have been doing this every time we get together over the last decade.
Yes, sir.
Since the day we hung out as label mates, friends, family.
Well, Neil, either way, we were gonna take over this radio show, man.
Let me
have no questions.
It didn't get scarier. If we had tea here, if Thumi was here as well, it'll be like four, and but yo, it'd have been insane.
What I saw was two, it was like each one of you was, like you were experiencing some kind of freedom.
Yes, sir.
In a while. When last were you guys, did you guys rap together?
Oh, together?
No, I think,
it was at your reunion, bro.
I think it was at my launch, which was last year, March
I was there.
Yes,
that was it. Now, how does that feel for you guys? Look, we know how we feel about what just happened, but how does it feel for you guys?
Can I tell you something, man? It feels weird for me because I met Verb through rap music, right?
But it feels like it's like a spirit energy thing. It's like this is like a soul Siamese twin vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And it's when we get together and we rap like that, it reminds me why this guy is so important in my life, you know, why he matters to me so much. Because it's not just about like, yeah, that's Verb, my peer in rap music. Yeah, we were label mates. Nah. It's like, yo, we have like a real sort of like spiritual energy connection.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like when that happens, I'm like, yo, it doesn't happen enough.
I get emotional about it purely because, you know what? For starters, we don't see each other that often, number one. Number two, you know, just the cypher culture doesn't quite exist, at least in the way we knew it.
Yeah.
So for me, it's always wonderful, man, to reminisce and to just long for those days. So an opportunity to relive it, albeit for just 3 minutes, feels wonderful. You know,
I relate to that.
I love the fact that I can sit here with you two gentlemen, because then we can discuss the science of rapping, and just being an MC. You know, what does it take, gentlemen? Like, is it even possible to sum it up in a sentence? What does it take to become as extraordinaire as you guys are?
Wow. I think by virtue of defining it is where we begin the limitation, you know. I think we're so busy trying to find the confines and the boxes and that you should be like this, you should speak this way, this should be... So, yeah. for me... The fundamental rule is to break the rules.
Yeah.
The minute there are no rules, it's just pure expression. That's when hip hop has begun.
Like, look, for somebody sitting at home who watches you, Proverb, doing all that you do, your body of work is so wide.
Right.
You know, it's how do you stay on top of your game as a rapper, away from everything else, away from the suits? How do you ensure that you remain a dope MC?
You see, again, even though that's relative, but not to run away from your question, I will do me relentlessly, you know, and never compromise. So the reason I stay very aware of the trends of what's hot and hip right now, so that I know what to avoid and I can stay in my lane. I think for as long as I can do me better than anybody else can, I reckon I will thrive. And I have. A decade later, here I still am.
And Zabs, you are not as active as a rapper. We don't hear as much as we used to. Is this something that you're doing deliberately? Are you working on something? What's happening?
Nah, I think with me it's a bit different. I feel like I am extremely, like, I'm brutal with myself with what I want to do and what I don't want to do. So I never feel under pressure to do anything at all. So when it doesn't feel like right, I just don't do it. It's really that simple. And I'm in a bit of a fortunate position in that, you know, my back is not against the wall in terms of like, yo, if you don't rap, what you gonna do with yourself? You know what I mean? So I really, like, for me, it's I listen to how I feel. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, yo, I don't wanna record a song today. I record a song. If I'm gonna wake up one day and say, you know what, let me spend the next couple of weeks putting together a project and put it out, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. You know what I mean? But I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know where the creativity will take me. I don't know what the feeling is going to be like when I wake up in 2 weeks' time. So I have no idea where this hip-hop journey is going to lead. I love where it's taken me up to, and I'm curious to see where it goes. But what I will guarantee you is that if it doesn't feel right to me, I'm not doing it. Simple as that.
The science behind, you know, your wordplay, how you construct your sentences, what should come next after the one before? Just take us through that process for you. How do you cultivate it and ensure that you remain sharp?
Ah, okay, that's kind of like multi-pronged question. Remaining sharp and how you... If it's a freestyle, there's very little you can do except free your mind, open your mind up. Yes. Just allow your brain to take over, bro.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you don't even know what's going to happen. You could drop the wackest verse you ever dropped in your life, or you could drop the most incredible piece of, like, wordplay you've ever
literature.
Come. Yeah, it's like, yo, we need to give this to, like, the matric students to study. Chop this up.
Yeah.
You know, so when it comes to that, you don't really have a process except to free your mind. Don't limit yourself in terms of, like, think it too hard. Who's in the room? Yeah. What if it's whack? Oh, no, what's it going to rhyme with, you know? So you just free your mind. In terms of writing down, however... Yeah. It's very theme-based, so what are we talking about? What's the essence of where we're going? What is this supposed to be about? What message am I going to say at the end of this? What is the point, right?
Okay.
And then it's rhyme structure. Rhyme structure is literally, I don't want to get too technical, but it's about where you put the words that rhyme with each other, whether it's in one bar or in one sentence, or whether it's at the beginning, the middle, or the end of that sentence. And rhyme structure in its complexities can be like a rhyme can rhyme with another one at the end of another line, or it can rhyme with one in between lines, or you can just, the symmetry of it has to be maintained. That's critical in that. I don't want to get overly technical, but...
No, no, but I want you to. I'll tell you what. This is what we're going to do.
This is I could write a thesis on this.
This is what we're going to do. Teach is going to play some keys.
Yeah.
You gentlemen are going to teach us how to freestyle.
Oh, okay.
By doing it.
Huh.
So everything that you've been saying, we're going to put it into practice. Well, obviously by listening to
you. So in a freestyle, though. But you see, in a last night, a better point. The rules of a freestyle versus a script are changed. And the one fundamental difference is you... In a written script, you have to be more strict in following the rules.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Or at least the cornerstones of what makes for a hip hop song.
Okay.
Whereas with a freestyle, you can just let loose.
All
right. Just let it be. Right. What it happens, where it takes you is where you go.
I think we are more educated after what you shared. So
exactly.
now we would like to listen to you gentlemen put it into practice.
Gotcha.
Right?
How you want to do it? I think what we did before the four fours is illustrated.
Let's do it like that. Let's do it like that. So
here's what we're gonna do, right?
Okay.
Titch, you're gonna play, right? So Titch is gonna. Is that all right?
If yeah.
Titch plays?
Please,
so Titch will
please.
Play. We're gonna go to the tempo, meaning the speed and rhythm of what Titch plays.
Yeah.
We have no idea what he's gonna play. Titch doesn't even know. Maybe he knows.
I don't know.
That's freestyle rules.
Okay, so
principle.
This is
we don't know what's gonna happen
right
now.
So this is freestyle in its purest form.
We don't know what's gonna happen. And I'm gonna let Verb start.
Man,
he doesn't even know what he's gonna say.
Let's go.
But whatever he ends with, whatever the word is that he will end with,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna take over from there and try to fit the thought and the rhyme, and then carry on and let my mind take me where I don't know where that's gonna go.
All right, okay. Cool.
And then I will leave it at a cliffhanger after four bars. And then Verb will take over
pick
from
it
wherever
up.
That
I
is.
Hope MCs are listening right now. Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Uh-huh.
I was just finding the tempo.
Uh-huh.
Hodesia keys, this instrumental.
Uh-huh.
Let me spit it right off the mental.
Uh-huh.
Sparking a freestyle on Cliff Central.
Yeah, you clap sparking on Cliff Central. Me, I come through, it's not accidental.
Oh.
Plus... I just use my mental to try to take it through to a zone that's not
from the zone. The microphone, shall I spark it like it's a poem?
Uh-huh.
I'm not even doing it alone. No, I'm with the Zaps, the last letter, you know, we like chrome.
Yep, and we also like gold. We let our minds unfold and unload.
Hey,
that's the way we go to when we... take it to the other level. In fact, when I come through and I let the beat ring,
huh.
I could do it like this and not have to explain.
Yes.
Whatever it is will fall like rain.
Huh.
Take it over.
Fall like rain off of the brain. PRO I have to maintain. If you don't know, your proverb is the name. You better ask, cause yo, this shit's not a game. Cause yo, I do it the same. It's never change.
It's never change. It will never ever stay the same. This is how I do it. It's like a beta machine.
Oh.
And it goes straight to your zone. That's the way it is when we grab the microphone.
Grab it's the microphone. Central. Maybe I should change tone. Excuse the interruption, brother. I had to go. Like on your marks, get set. You better take a bet. Cause yo, between the two of us, we're like vets.
We're like vets, but not the kind of the doctors that talk to your cat, your cow, or a proctor, a chiropractor. I am the practicer or a practor of the game.
Practice when I grab this. PRO drop it like it's a bad habit. And I have to just keep going on like mathematics. Shall I add this as bad tricks?
And you add it like bad tricks, and I flow to the beat, it's automatic.
Oh.
I just listen to the keys that he's playing, and I come through, there is no explaining.
That's exactly what he's saying, cause yo, we keep going, and you know we slaying. When it comes to freestyle song, we ain't changing. The game, we just take it, we varying the various, the
And that's the freestyle for you, ladies and gentlemen. Beautiful parts.
Oh,
Doug Potts.
Of course.
Doug Potts. But just like, yo, whatever happens.
Whatever happens, happens.
Look, there's a thirst, gentlemen, for the type of music that you make.
Indeed.
Your subject matter, the content. I think it's, somebody said, as far as I know, your music is supposed to reflect the times.
Mm-hmm.
The times are very interesting right now. Mm-hmm. Why aren't you putting music out as Zabs? I know Pro... Mm-hmm. Pro has been doing some music, but why aren't you doing music right now?
It's like I said earlier, nobody can force me to do it. Nothing can. I can't even force me to do it. Me, I love the times. I love the times. Demand, I can't help demand.
but I can't do things based on demand. Imagine if I did stuff on demand. Every time somebody wants something, I must do it. Like, I could never keep that up. But the interesting times that we live in are magical and they're great. And the beauty of it is that we have such a wide scope of artists, like Rouge is one of them, Verb, just a bunch of people that like will answer that call, you know? Me, from my own personal perspective, my voice has to be genuine and matter to me first. You know, I can't just be reactionary with my artistry or my music. Whether it's with the times, whether it's with my family, whether it's with my friends, I can't just like when a fan hits me up and says, yo, Zubs, man, we need that gold mic, last letter, yo, drop. I can't, because then it's like, I'm doing it for you, and I've never done it.
Reactionary with my artistry. You know what I mean?
Damn, last letter. You gotta be dropping that knowledge so hard, son.
Is that knowledge, bro? That ain't knowledge, bro.
That's knowledge.
Truth is knowledge these days.
Gosh. You gentlemen need a TV show, you, first and foremost. Guys, sadly we're out of time. I'm sure right now, like the listener is going crazy right now, thinking like, why you gotta end it right now? But sadly, we have to move on, and I would like to just take this time to thank you gentlemen for schooling us, because you know, I think sharing yourselves with us in a manner in which you just did right now is absolutely important. And this is a podcast, by the way, so you can download it later on, you can keep it in your smartphone. And that's the best place for what just happened here to be. In your smartphone, against document, everything else, against everything else that you throw at one another on social media. So,
shade.
It's not even shade. It's the truth.
That sounded like shade to me, bro. That's...
So, gentlemen, thank you. Pro, what are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, I'm trekking up to Derbs, man. I got me some Kevin Hart tickets.
Oh,
on Monday.
Okay.
What? You know, so I'm taking the old gal. We go check out some Kevin Hart, man. That's nice, my plans for the weekend.
Nice one. And what are you up to?
I got tickets to the in-laws' house this weekend. we're having courtside tickets to the in-laws' dinner table.
Oh, nice.
We're having a family Easter weekend dinner, lunch actually, not dinner. So we basically, the whole family's gonna converge. Soweto vibes. We're gonna have ourselves a beautiful, lovely, intimate family Easter lunch.
In 30 seconds, gentlemen. I mean, I wouldn't be any kind of presenter if I didn't do this, especially being with you guys here. The death of Five Dog. What does it mean to you, Proverb?
We're talking about it just outside, man. Look, unfortunately, it's the natural progression of life.
Yeah.
But it's always sad if it's somebody who has any kind of significance to you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we can only thank God that a lot of his work has been documented, and we at least that forever live on.
Nice one.
I agree. I think it death is never fun, but it hurts more when it's people that mean something to you, that matter in your journey and in your life.
Yeah.
And for someone like me, for example, a guy like Flabba passing away, Mischief passing away, Five Dog passing away. Those guys for me are a big deal, dude. They kind of helped me become the kind of guy that I am today. So it was a blow, but it was a blow.
Gentlemen, thank you very much. Big up yourselves. We'll catch you on social media.
No doubt, O'Neal.
Alright.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to O'Neal on Kick Central. Radio has never been fixed. O'Neal on Kick Central. Double OC, double OC.
CliffCentral.com.